Good evening and welcome to our Thursday night prayer meeting. We invite you to join together with us as we pray for our country, the situation in our country, our church, and for the work of our church. Heavenly Father, we come before you today in a situation where the coronavirus seems to be getting worse, and the restrictions of the lockdown make it even more difficult to gather as a fellowship of your people to praise and to worship you in word and in song, to use the gifts of your Holy Spirit which you have given to build up and strengthen your church. Father, we pray that you will give us a clear revelation as to how we should respond and to move in the power and authority of your Holy Spirit without let or hindrance. Lord, we pray that in this current new lockdown, that the virus will be brought under control and driven out. We pray that when we are able to meet together again without restriction, that we, your people, might be ready to take up the responsibility and challenge to live under the leading and guidance of your Holy Spirit, to yield all to you, to see our fellowship grow, and to reach out as never before with the message of the gospel, that we might see a tremendous revival as we put you first in our lives. Lord, move by your mighty power in our nation. More especially, move in and through your church, and particularly in our small fellowship at Gun Hill. May we grow again, both spiritually, but also numerically. Lord, in our lives be glorified. In our area, may many souls turn to you in these dark and difficult days, that we may see in our locality a wonderful spiritual revival, a revival which will spread and touch other areas, and so spread across the whole land. Lord, we pray for our politicians who seem to be stunned and reel from one failure to another. May they hear the call to prayer nationally, that our whole nation might turn to you in prayer, as has happened in threatening times before. Raise up such men and women, Lord, we pray. And Lord, we do pray for our fellowship, some of whom have found ways to minister one to another, who have been involved in reaching out with the gospel and much needed help. Lord, anoint them mightily and protect them all from the current dangers and infection. Especially today we pray for Rose Ohrhand, that you will be especially near to her, that in her suffering and lonely situation she may know your presence day by day in the home where she lives. Heal her, Lord, and keep her free from pain. We also pray for Sheila Mara, whom we presume to be still in the Gilgrove nursing home. May she be able to find strength and fellowship in that difficult situation. We pray also for Sheila Barr and her daughter Sharon. Keep Sheila safe from anxiety. Strengthen her especially at this time, when visits to such homes for the elderly are not allowed. Continue, Lord, to support and bless Rose Joy and her daughter Macando. Thank you for helping her through the difficulties and problems following the death of her husband William. Lord, may she continue to find her peace and joy in you. Today we again hear you cry, "Come unto me, all you that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And Lord, also we pray for Penny's mother in a care home in Peterborough. Bless her, and may she know freedom from pain, and may she know your peace. Lord, we long to serve you, and to serve one another. In these difficult times, open doors of opportunity, especially with a view to open-air outreach and distribution of tracts and so on. Lord, in these very difficult times, we look to you. Guide us, Lord. Give us clear directions and instructions, that your name might be glorified, souls saved and brought into your kingdom, and mighty signs and wonders done and accomplished in your name. Oh, be with us all. Let us know your abiding presence with us day by day, and be glorified in our lives. Lord, we ask all this in the wonderful name of Jesus and for your glory. Lord, may we know that peace of God which passes all understanding, in Jesus' name. Amen. And now it's your time to pray as well. And when you have prayed, then just click on closing prayer.